Voters in San Francisco have elected a new mayor to replace the term-limited Willie Brown. His name is Gavin Newsom. He's a wealthy entrepreneur and a member of the Board of Supervisors. Newsom, a liberal Democrat, had to withstand a challenge from a Green Party candidate in order to become San Francisco's youngest mayor in more than a century, NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The 36-year-old Newsom was always a front-runner in the race. He kicked off his campaign more than a year ago by staking out a hard line on the homeless and panhandlers. And he ran with the blessing of Mayor Willie Brown, not to mention the financial backing of the city's downtown business establishment. Tall, lean, and handsome, the young mayor-elect claimed victory on the stage of the fabled Fillmore Auditorium.
It took the extraordinary unity of all of you in this room, and I got to tell you, when I look around this room, when I look behind me, I'm reminded of what makes San Francisco special, what makes San Francisco unique, why we are the shining light for the rest of the state, and I argue the rest of the country, and that's the extraordinary diversity of San Francisco. I mean that.
There was an air of inevitability about his victory, but Newsom could take nothing for granted. His opponent, the Green Party's Matt Gonzalez, president of the Board of Supervisors, ran an insurgent campaign fueled by tenants, young social activists, and neighborhood groups at odds with Newsom's pro-business posture. The challenge by Gonzalez alarmed the National Democratic Party, and inside a week, both former President Bill Clinton and former Vice President Al Gore came to San Francisco to boost Newsom's campaign. Newsom raised almost $4 million and outspent Gonzalez more than 8-1. In the end, he took 53% of the vote to Gonzalez's 47%. Yet even in defeat, Gonzalez told his supporters that they had something to celebrate.
You know, this is a city with 3% Greens, and look what we went and did. We had 47 or 48% of the electorate voting for a Green candidate.
Yeah. Richard De Leon, who teaches political science at San Francisco State University, has written extensively about the history of the left in the city. He says there is a message for the National Democratic Party in the fact that so many San Franciscan Democrats backed Gonzalez.
So if the Democrats want to keep those Democrats as Democrats, you know, they're going to have to be responsive to this kind of liberal progressive agenda that's emerging in San Francisco and other parts of the country. And you see some resonance with that in the Dean campaign at the presidential election level and so on. Something's happening here. There's a turning of the tide, and as often is the case, it happens first in San Francisco.
For his part, Mayor-elect Newsom alluded to the divisions within San Francisco.
It's time to dispense of the rhetoric of the campaign. It's time to unite San Francisco. It's time to reach out for those who are with us and those that are against us. I'm committed to working on behalf of each and every citizen in this great city, everybody in San Francisco.
Newsom's victory bolsters California Democrats who are still smarting from the recent loss of the governor's chair to Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger. There was another, albeit undeclared, winner last night, and that was Mayor Willie Brown. Not only did his protege, Newsom, prevail, but so did the other candidate Brown endorsed. 39-year-old Kamala Harris defeated two-term District Attorney Terrence Hallinan, and in so doing, she becomes California's first African-American DA. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.